We meet to fulfill an appointment with destiny. Today, we meet to make preliminary arrangements for a larger gathering in the city of Washington on the fourth day of next March. When the nominee of this convention will be inaugurated President of the United States.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, having received more than two-thirds of all the delegates voting, I proclaim him the nominee of this convention for President of the United States.
I believe that the individual should have full liberty of action to make the most of himself. But I do not believe that in the name of that sacred word, a few powerful interests should be permitted to make industrial cannon fodder of the lives of half the population of the United States.
Campaign is more than a contest between two men. It is more than a contest between two parties. It is a contest between two philosophies of government. We are told by the opposition that we must have a change, that we must have a new deal. It is not the change that comes from the normal development of national life to which I object or you object, but the proposal to alter the whole foundations of our national life, which have been built through generations of testing and struggle and of principle upon which we have made this nation. Now, my conception of America is a land where men and women may walk in ordered liberty, where they may enjoy the advantages of wealth, not concentrated in the hands of a few, but diffused through opportunity to all, where they may build and safeguard their homes, give to their children the full opportunities of American life, where every man shall be respected in the faith that his conscience and his heart direct him to follow, and where people secure in their liberty shall have leisure and impulse to seek a fuller life.
Change. Change in party leadership does not strike at the fundamental principles of the Republic. On the contrary, it gives opportunity to strip from those fundamentals of the fathers the weeds and the noxious vines that today obscure the simplicity and the cleanliness of its original outline. If you believe in that New Deal that I believe in, you will have done your part towards the restoration of the purity and the success of representative government throughout the land. We face that crisis. We face it with singleness of purpose and above all with faith. Keep that faith constant. Keep that faith high. So shall we win through to a better day.